Welcome to KCPW's Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
When the first permanent Jewish settlers in Utah celebrated the High Holy Day of Yom Kippur a little less than 150 years ago, they did so in a private home. The territory's Jewish community was still in its infancy and grew slowly as westward-bound Jews made their way to the Great Basin. Most of the Jewish migrants to Utah were merchants, intent on taking advantage of new opportunities in the American West. By the 1880s, Jewish pioneers had established Congregation B'nai Israel and had bought a plot of land for a synagogue and school at the intersection of 3rd South and 1st West in Salt Lake. 2 years later, the school and temple were finished, though the congregation soon moved to a new synagogue built on 4th South. The new building was conceived by Philip Meyer, the nephew of Frederick Auerbach, one of Salt Lake's leading Jewish businessmen. Meyer, who lived and studied in Germany, came to Utah at his uncle's expense, hoping to build a structure that would please Utah's Jewish community. What he designed was a scaled-down version of the Great Synagogue in Berlin. The Great Synagogue, incidentally, was eventually destroyed by Allied bombers in World War II. After the synagogue was built, Meyer returned to Germany, where he died in the Holocaust, and Congregation B'nai Israel struggled on. The rise of a new congregation, this one made up of mostly Eastern European Jews, eventually challenged the dominance of the original group of worshippers, causing the Jewish community to split into factions. Through all of this, the B'nai Israel Temple remained as a symbol of Utah's first Jewish pioneers. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other Beehive Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's Beehive Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.